Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day for the consequences of justice. The Justice Department has just indicted George Soros, the congressman who, George Santos, the 34-year-old congressman from Long Island, now indicted on 13 counts of money laundering and fraud and phony unemployment benefits, and he's pleading not guilty. He just has been released on $500,000 bond. These are very serious charges. He could go to prison for 20 years or more. And this might have a negative impact on his campaign for re-election, which he's already announced. In terms of other disasters, there have been more than 400 rockets fired at Israel, with dozens falling short and hitting the Gaza Strip, which is where they initiated. And we will cover that and whether or not they really do have a truce. A truce has been reported. Yoav Gallant, the outstanding defense minister of the State of Israel, has said that no, that is not true. Eight people were injured in the course of the missile attack running for bomb shelters. We'll bring you the latest on that. Of course, there's also the reaction to the Trump verdict yesterday. And it's a liability verdict. It's not a guilty verdict. But Trump, according to many observers, including some of his fellow Republicans who are supporting him for re-election to presidency, have announced that they think he has hurt himself by his reaction to the E. Jean Carroll verdict. Here is George Santos live about his case. Let's listen.
Launched into them. I'm going to fight. I'm getting back to that. I'm going to fight my battle. I'm going to deliver. I'm going to fight the witch hunt. I'm going to take care of clearing my name, and I look forward to doing that. Now, hold on. Hold on. Hold on.
What do you say to that?
I would like the opportunity for some of you guys to ask some questions in an orderly fashion, and we'll start right here.
Go ahead, Rachel.
Why would you apply for unemployment benefits when you had a job making $120,000 a year?
Rachel, this is part of my defense. This is inaccurate information, and I will get to clear my name on this during the pandemic. It wasn't very clear. I don't understand where the government's getting their information, but I will present my facts.
Prosecutors say that you got over $20,000 in unemployment benefits, sir. How is that acceptable?
Ma'am, like I said, my employment was changed during the time. I don't understand where the government's coming from. I'll present my defense.
What evidence do you have that they don't have? It's extensive.
I have plenty of evidence that we will now be sharing with the government in this case to make sure that I can defend my innocence.
Are you planning on running for re-election?
Yes, I am.
Why should anybody believe you now?
Well, like I said, I will prove myself innocent, and then we'll move from there. And re-election is a very far time away from now.
The $750,000. I'm sorry for blocking the $750,000.
Re-election is not a very far time away from now. It is in November of next year. Given the fact that the seriousness of the charges against him, does he have more to say with more questions? I mean, the idea that he got $20,000 of unemployment benefits while he was spending $700,000 of his own money, at least that's the record in terms of financing his own campaign. The Washington Post covers Santos, 34, surrendered to federal authorities in the morning. He appeared Wednesday afternoon, that's right now, in a federal courthouse in Central Islip in Long Island. Santos stands accused of deceiving donors to his campaign and misusing their money for his personal gain, as well as theft of public money. He is also alleged to have made false statements to the House Committee on Ethics about his income and other financial assets. He faces 7 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of money laundering, 1 count of theft of public funds, and 2 counts of lying to the House of Representatives on financial forms. If convicted, Santos faces a maximum sentence of 20 years for the most serious charge, which is wire fraud. Which, by the way, is according to many of the sources, the main charge that is being investigated regarding Donald J. Trump. The Jack Smith investigation, Jack Smith, the special counsel, is supposed to be investigating potential crime of wire fraud by President Trump. And what does that mean? It means that President Trump solicited, after the election, $250 million, which is a staggering amount of money. And no one has ever done that before, but for the purpose of overturning the election. And the same way that his former aide, Steve Bannon, got convicted for cheating people by soliciting money to build a border wall, which he never really did anything to build at all, a private effort to build a border wall. We build the wall. So, too, it can be a very serious crime if it turns out that Donald Trump was actually soliciting all that money, that $250 million, to stop the steal, and soliciting it on a fraudulent basis. Speaking of fraudulent, there is a complete mess at the southern border. People are expecting tomorrow the end of Title 42, which will mean it perhaps as many as 150,000 unauthorized immigrants who have to be dealt with in some way. We will get to the latest on that. We'll be talking about that and more with Andy McCarthy, who is, of course, a best-selling author, a contributing editor at National Review, and a former federal prosecutor. Lots to talk about. The Hunter Biden case, the E. Jean Carroll Donald Trump case, and yes, the George Santos case. All of this pending, and then what happens legally with this mess at the southern border? We'll also be speaking later on this program with Peter Coy, economics writer for the New York Times, about the U.S. economic outlook. Are we talking about a soft landing? There were some pretty good numbers on inflation that we just got. Or are we talking about basically a catastrophe, the collapse of Western civilization as we know it, the default of the United States, which would harm very profoundly our economic position around the world? That and much more, and the impact of all of these recent developments, including President Trump's very outspoken reaction to the Carroll verdict. We'll be talking about all of that and much more as the show unfolds. 1-800-955-1776. If you want to join us in participating in the conversation. There's also a preview being offered by Donald J. Trump of his appearance tonight on CNN. Why is he going on CNN rather than the familiar position and embrace of Fox, who I'm sure would be glad to have him? We will discuss that and much more. Andy McCarthy coming up with so many legal issues and cases to unravel and comprehend. Coming right up on the MedVet Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains, or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Honor on the Michael Medved Show, as it always is, to welcome Andrew McCarthy, who is a best-selling author, a contributing editor at National Review, and a fellow at the National Review Institute. He is also a very distinguished former federal prosecutor. And Andy, I want to ask you about three different prosecution issues and individuals at different stages of the process. I mean, first off, there's the Hunter Biden who is facing potential and it sounds like imminent indictment as a result of the ongoing Justice Department investigation in Delaware by David Weiss as the prosecutor. And number two is the recently, just this morning, moments ago, indicted, pleading not guilty, but untried, George Santos. And number three, of course, is the former president, Donald Trump, who has been charged. He has been found liable of defamation and sexual assault, and he has now responded to it and talked about an appeal. To start dealing with these with the one that hasn't happened yet. You've been very much on top of the Hunter Biden case. Does it seem to you that it is true that an indictment is likely?
Well, I've been saying that, Michael, for a while, so I don't know how I don't know that I would pay attention to myself anymore if I said it was imminent. And to be serious, the reason why is I really thought, because the Justice Department clearly has not wanted to move forward against Hunter Biden, that if they did do so, they would try to do it in a way that would make the consequential part of the investigation, which is all the foreign money that came into the Biden family coffers, not just Hunter. I would have thought that they'd want to get that off the table and get that sort of swept under the rug. So what I really thought would happen was that someday when everything was quiet and nobody was paying attention, like Christmas Eve, they'd quietly bring him into a courtroom in Delaware, let him plead guilty to a couple of minor, you know, tax counts, maybe the false statement on the gun application, and call it a day and try to, you know, be able to say that this showed that they weren't afraid to prosecute the president's son, but at the same time sweep under the rug the more important part of the investigation. They didn't do that. And it would be weird to me if now all of a sudden, after we had this big press conference today where the House made the House committee, the Oversight Committee under Jamie Comer, they made such a big deal today about all the foreign money. It seems to me like they would just get themselves in trouble at this point if they tried to plead Hunter out to, you know, very minor counts compared to this other egregious behavior.
And the other egregious behavior has a lot more chance of actually connecting to his father, does it not?
I think it does. And the other thing I would say about it, Michael, is if you used as a template what the Mueller investigation did in connection with Paul Manafort, if you remember, you know, the thing with a money laundering prosecution, money laundering is always very attractive to prosecutors because the penalties are very heavy because of its association with organized crime and narcotics trafficking and the like. But what makes it difficult to prove, especially out of that kind of context, is that you have to show that the money in the first place was illegal proceeds or proceeds of illegal activity. And only then, if you change the form of it or move it from account to account, is it money laundering. Because if it's just your money and it's legitimate, you're allowed to change the form of it. So what they did in that case was Mueller said that Manafort didn't register as a foreign agent, and therefore the income that he earned, the revenue he took in, was illegal. And by virtue of that, he then said that all these subsequent transactions where money was channeled through different accounts and what have you, that was money laundering. I don't really see the way the House described the Biden family activity today. That seemed to me to be not only very much like, but a lot more severe than what Manafort did. So I would think they at least have a template to prosecute it if they were interested in doing so. Not that I think the Biden Justice Department is going to investigate Biden.
Meanwhile, George Santos is also accused of money laundering. And they say in the Washington Post, if he is found guilty of the most serious charges against him, he could be sentenced to 20 years or more. It does look like there are some serious problems for the congressman from New York, no?
Yeah, there certainly are, and this goes back to what I just said about money laundering. Prosecutors often, if they have facts that can in any way support a money laundering charge, they can take something that looks like a fairly minor fraud and turn it into a major prosecution simply because the money laundering charges have such really severe penalties. And again, that's because when Congress put these money laundering laws on the books, what they were reacting to was the way that that narcotics traffickers and you know, like mafia guys and other organized crime figures, the way they generate and handle their money. So that's the reason for the heavy penalties. But you really see what a sledgehammer it is when it gets applied in a case like this.
Well, again, and applied in the case of Donald J. Trump, there was a major piece in the New York Times a couple of days ago where they were reporting that their sources with Special Prosecutor Jack Smith indicate that they're looking at possible money laundering charges against the former president because of the $250 million that they raised for Stop the Steal, for trying to overturn the election of 2020. Do you think that's a reasonable concern for President Trump going forward?
I think it's a thing to be concerned about. I also think it's a thing for everybody in Washington to be concerned about, because if you're now going to take the position, as they seem to be suggesting, that hyperbolic claims that you don't seem to follow up on are not standard run-of-the-mill campaigning, but actually criminal fraud, I think there's a lot of people need to be nervous about that.
Including?
Well, including everybody in Washington who raises money this way. Judging by what comes across my texts and emails, there's many very interesting claims that get made in fundraising letters.
Yes, and not just by George Santos or Donald Trump. Andrew, can you stay with us for another few minutes? Terrific. We will come back. What I'd like to get from Andy McCarthy is advice on maybe a more effective way President Trump could have responded to the verdict yesterday in the E. Jean Carroll case. We will get to that and more coming up with the one and only Andrew McCarthy.
The Michael Medved Show.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, and the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. President Biden says he's just doing the math on the House Republican plans to cut the budget and raise the debt ceiling. He says that would mandate more than 20% cuts in the current budgets of nearly every federal program that is not defense. For example,
the Republican plan would cut federal law enforcement officers, 30,000, including 11,000 FBI agents, 2,000 border agents, DEA agents, and so on.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas says once Title 42 expires tomorrow night, people seeking asylum in the USA must apply in their home countries, not come to the border. New York Congressman George Santos has pleaded not guilty to all 13 charges against him. Three unidentified people put up $500,000 cash bail for him. Some Senate Republicans and Democrats are introducing a bill that would create a COVID-19 commission. It would be modeled after the 9/11 commission. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
here.
Come
on, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway? Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, Al, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
And on the Michael Medved Show, you can go to our website, to michaelmedved.com, and you will find there some of the latest commentary by Andrew McCarthy at National Review. Andrew McCarthy, former federal prosecutor, who comments on all the legal issues that right now we are facing in our political world. One of them has to do with President Trump's loss yesterday, and it was certainly was a loss, with a jury finding him guilty of a sexual assault and also of defamation, assessing him some $5 million to pay to E. Jean Carroll, his accuser. Andrew has a piece entitled Trump's Propensity and Silence Decided the Case. And it sounds like if you were on the other side, not a prosecutor, but one of President Trump's defense attorneys, not the plaintiff, but one of the defendants, that you might have handled the Trump case and his reaction to the verdict somewhat differently. Am I right?
That would have been my impulse, Michael, but, you know, Joe Tacopina is a very experienced New York defense lawyer. He's very able. And I have to think that, you know, he's somewhat constrained by his client. You can't always dictate how that's going to go. But I do think that, you know, the built-in advantages for a plaintiff in a civil proceeding where if the defendant decides not to participate, particularly not to testify, make it very difficult to win a case like that. In the criminal world where I did most of my work for 20 years, it's a very high standard of proof, and importantly, the defendant doesn't have to testify, has to be at the trial, but doesn't have to testify, and the jury is told that no inference can be drawn against them for not testifying, doesn't have any burden of proof. In a civil context, it's very different. The burden of proof is, the standard of proof is lower,
You only have to show preponderance, not beyond a reasonable doubt. So it's basically more likely than not. And importantly, everybody in the proceeding is expected to testify. So if the defendant doesn't testify, you can draw a negative inference, and the court instructs the jury to that effect so that, you know, someone who doesn't testify, the assumption is either you didn't have an explanation for what you're accused of, or if you had one, you didn't want to subject it to cross-examination. I think it's very tough. I think when a jury gets that kind of instruction for a judge, it hits like a thud. And I think it's a very hard thing to overcome, especially, you know, on a low standard of proof. It seems to me that, you know, but even a plaintiff who has a thin case, if you present a positive case, something always beats nothing, or nearly always.
Do you think it's President Trump has announced, and his attorney Joe Tacopino has announced that they are planning to appeal? do you think that's a good idea, that we will all hear another reworking of the charges of what happened allegedly in a Bergdorf Goodman dressing room nearly 30 years ago?
Well, you know, look, I don't think it'll take a very long time for the appeal to be processed. That's not a quick process. And it does mean that if he's going to, you know, he's going to keep the case going, that means it's going to continue to be an issue that gets talked about one way or the other. I don't think much of his prospects for appeal. You were kind enough to mention my piece about propensity and silence. We've covered what silence means in terms of the defendant not testifying. The law has changed over the last 20 years to make it much more easy to prove sexual assault claims. Because in this area, unlike other areas, you can put in propensity evidence, which is basically asking the jury to convict on the charge that's in front of them because the defendant has done similar things on other occasions. In many contexts, you're not allowed to use that kind of proof. Here you were. So as a result, she got to present two other women who claimed to have been sexually assaulted by Trump, in addition to his lewd comments on the Access Hollywood tape, and that again made it very difficult for Trump to win this case by doing nothing.
One of the things that I think has puzzled a lot of people looking at this case is that it's not even a question based upon the jury's verdict of do we believe E. Jean Carroll, because while they clearly do believe her, that Trump assaulted her, they don't believe her that she was actually physically raped. Does that reflect the standard for actually proving rape, which is actually that you have to prove, well, you'll pardon the expression, penetration?
Right.
It's that technical?
I think, Michael, it's some of it is a misunderstanding of what a jury verdict is. So when the jury says that they don't find rape to have been proved, they're not saying that they disbelieve her necessarily. What they're saying is they didn't think there was a sufficient amount of evidence that they could draw that conclusion, even if they believe it may have happened. And I think what happened here is because there was no physical forensic evidence, because the 27 years elapsed, you know, after the alleged incident happened at Bergdorf Goodman. The only corroborating evidence she had, they believed there was an incident because there were two witnesses who said that she contemporaneously reported it. One witness said, you know, about 10 minutes after it happened. And then the other thing was you had these two other victim witnesses and the Access Hollywood tape. Those victims claim that Trump sexually abused them and inappropriately touched them, but did not claim that he raped them. And on the Access Hollywood tape, while that's bad, he doesn't say that he raped anyone. And I think the jury decided on the basis of the supporting evidence that they were not willing to say rape on Jean Carroll's testimony alone. They were only comfortable going as far as the other victim witnesses had testified, which was inappropriate touching and sexual abuse, not penetration.
And those charges, well, one of them is from way back in the 1970s, and
right.
one was from, I believe, 2005, the reporter Natasha
correct.
From People magazine, who was ironically visiting Mar-a-Lago to do a piece on the joyous first anniversary of Melania and Donald. And alleges that President Trump led her to a bedroom and pushed her against a wall and actually used some of the same modus operandi, you know, that he was accused of using against E. Jean Carroll.
Yeah, that's correct. And I also think the Carroll lawyers were very clever in the way that they presented that, because she had difficulty getting through her story, said she came forward because of the Access Hollywood tape. And then they played the Access Hollywood tape with Trump's statements while she was on the stand. So the jury didn't hear it in the abstract. They heard it with a flesh and blood witness up there saying, this is what happened to me.
Which is not helpful to President Trump. Do you think he would serve himself better if he dropped the insulting commentary toward E. Jean Carroll?
I think he'd serve himself better if he dropped the insulting commentary across the board.
And the chances of that? Well, we will see tonight. Tonight he is appearing on CNN. And there's certainly been plenty of insulting commentary made towards CNN by Donald Trump over the last 6-7 years. We will get to that and to a preview provided by Trump of what that interchange should look like. That coming up on the Michael Medved Show.
Are you always tired with low energy? Do you suffer from indigestion issues and can't eat food you enjoy? Try Balance 7. It's a product with all natural ingredients to help fix these health problems. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code Medved to get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better. Your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better, too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line.
They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Michael Medved show, the question about the impact on President Trump and his campaign of being found liable of defamation and of sexual assault and being asked to fork over nearly $5 million to E. Jean Carroll. All of that raises questions about his response on all of this. Yesterday, immediately when he responded, he said he doesn't know who this woman is, he had never met her, that this was a hoax, that she was a liar again. What all of this, of course, put forward was if he is held to be guilty of defaming her because he called her a liar before, isn't this a repeat? Could she launch a whole new attack on a whole new lawsuit on President Trump based on continued defamation? One of the things that he took issue with was her name of her cat and suggesting that her testimony about having her life decimated by being attacked in the allegedly in the dressing room of Bergdorf Goodman's, that wasn't real because she had a cat that she had named, you'll pardon me, Vagina. Right. And again, does all of this relate to his famous comments in the Access Hollywood tape where he was referring, well, you know, he was referring to a slang term involving felines. President Trump's social videos on Truth Social are remarkable, and it seems to me extremely misguided for someone who wants to continue a serious presidential campaign. And they sounded like this.
What else can you expect from a Trump-hating, Clinton-appointed judge who went out of his way to make sure that the result of this trial was as negative as it could possibly be, speaking to and in control of a jury from an anti-Trump area, which is probably the worst place in the United States for me to get a fair trial? We'll be appealing this decision. It's a disgrace. I don't even know who this woman is. I have no idea who she is, where she came from. This is another scam. It's a political witch hunt. And somehow we're going to have to fight this stuff. We cannot let our country go into this abyss. This is disgraceful. You have somebody running for office. You have a woman that's financed and lied about it. She totally lied about it by Democrat operatives, like just about the biggest one there is. And she said that wasn't true. They found that she lied about it, and the judge wasn't even, I guess, letting it be put in as evidence. The whole thing is a scam, and it's a shame, and it's a disgrace to our country.
Okay. He also accused E. Jean Carroll, who's been married twice. She's had two brief marriages. One of her marriages was to a fairly well-known television personality and producer named John Johnson, who's African-American. And President Trump, in one of his responses, said that E. Jean Carroll, in addition to the other things he doesn't like about her, was a racist because she had formerly used the term ape to describe her ex-husband, or at the time that they were marriage, their marriage was ending after 6 years. The one thing that I kept thinking about, of course, is that people look at this and they look at the details and the details of the accusations, and yes, there are a lot of Republicans out there who feel that Trump could not possibly get a fair trial in Manhattan. But the idea of being so combative against E. Jean Carroll, and emphasizing again she's not his type, claiming that she's not attractive. She's 79 years old, by the way. And at this point, wouldn't it have been a more effective position if he had said the same thing that he said all along, that I don't know this woman, that nothing happened, that none of these things are true, but I'm very sorry that she has had such a hard life and has suffered so much from what she believes happened, and basically just saying that, okay, wouldn't it be a good thing if things were settled here more graciously? This was E. Jean Carroll's reaction to the jury that found President Trump liable for sexual abuse and defamation. She came on Morning Joe, and this is clip 18, and she said this.
How are you feeling this morning, Eugene?
I feel on top of the world. I feel yesterday was the happiest day of my life.
Was it? How come? What was the feeling?
Because the former president had smeared me so badly and so evilly and with such malice and such spite that it wasn't until yesterday I got back up on my feet and felt my name is back, and Robbie Kaplan got it back for me.
Robbie Kaplan, Roberta Kaplan was the name of her lead attorney. She also said this about her case being a victory for others. This is clip 17.
It's a victory. Really, not really for me. It's for every woman, because we did away with the perfect victim concept. The perfect victim always screams. She always goes to the police. She always writes the date in her diary. She always folds up and is a sad person. We smashed that concept. And so for every woman in the country, this is for you. I think this will help you all be believed.
Again, to say that this is a victory for every woman in the country, I'm sure there's some women listening right now who don't see this as a victory to them. But In terms of the comment by Senator Tommy Tuberville of Alabama, who said that the verdict in the trial makes me want to vote for him twice in 2024. If you agree with that, give us a call and explain. I mean, how it would be that you would feel more impelled to believe that President Trump is qualified to serve as commander-in-chief and the leader of the free world. He is more qualified than ever before because he lost in this particular trial with this particular verdict. Meanwhile, there is one indication of the kinds of serious business that the President of the United States has to deal with in terms of the explosive violence in Israel. There was actually an Israeli defense system that was used for the first time called David's Sling, which was used to shoot down some of more than 400 missiles that were aimed at the Jewish state. We'll speak about that with Michael Rubin of the American Enterprise Institute, who is just back from a recent trip to the Middle East. We'll also be speaking to Peter Coy, economics writer of the New York Times, about the dangers of playing chicken with the debt ceiling. And there's plenty of playing chicken by President Biden, by the other Democrats, and yes, by the Republicans as well. The U.S. economic outlook and what could be done more effectively, that and more, all coming up and worthy of discussion in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.